Parables are protocols for judgment, tools for persecution or justification. The kingdom of God is the kingdom for goodness, not for the spectacular. The spectacular, however, is sometimes needed to reinstate goodness. Humans are the only part of God's creation that ever question his counsel. The rest are pretty much acceptance of his ordinance. The very wise have realized that time does not assign things, but things are assigned time, no matter how confusing situations become. There was a script before time began. That script was Christ, to which time must serve. The Holy Trinity do not do religion, cannot be bothered by it. They are only interested in restoring a kingdom, a good kingdom, or a kingdom of good on earth. Everything they do will be done based on this bias. So there are the good, the bad, and the humans. This is all that counts. You will not begin to know what is good till you begin to know Jesus Christ. Only when you begin to read Jesus do you begin to discover that God has really always wanted his creations to be good. If you don't, you don't know God, and you will never know good. Where the carcass is, the eagles will gather. Where and when humans begin to die to themselves and flesh dies, there the kingdom of God will come to give people life. Where the dead to the flesh are, the spirit and life is. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first, to feast on the kingdom of God. For some do not understand that the kingdom of God is a bounty to feast on, so they come early, but enjoy later. Your ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts, says God. There must be a teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. Goodness is not lectured by human beings. If we wait for revival, we may never experience good in our lives. But if we wait on God, we would never lack revival in our lifetime. The human being is a spirit, a formless spirit that learns to look like its most dominant influences. Be careful what you always allow your spirit to gaze upon. You can become anything, literally. A smile is not really a smile. Anger is not really what it seems. They are only expressions of the condition of the spirit of men, a wounded spirit who can bear. If you will not write down what you are told, you have no right to what you have seen. You do not begin to live until you have chosen a way of life. The simple man is yet to make up his mind. The assignment of a man on earth is to fully seek what is his right pleasure and earnestly work for what is God's good pleasure, or vice versa. There should be fear and awe for the righteous man. He can't do anything by himself, but he can get God to do anything on his behalf. Our hearts are prototypes of our land. May God help to purify our hearts. What wisdom has that money doesn't is protection. It takes a little eye's precision to get to the rich. They are not as obvious to get to as the rest of the world. There are far more gospels ready for the rest than for the rich. Once money does not have a purpose, it turns you into its purpose. To be rich, you must have a wisdom for it. Wisdom is why God is skeptical about making everybody rich. At best, most prophets speak in future tense in relation to the present. Jesus Christ, however, speaks in a tense best referred to as eternal. He says and sees things from a structurally impossible to levitate position. It is God's perfect tense for wisdom. Many only are claimed to be wise laterally. Wisdom is the creative force of a lawgiver. To be a lawgiver, you must possess wisdom. Wisdom is invisible, so you have to find it only by seeking, even though wisdom is in everything. Wisdom was before the creation of anything we feel or see in creation, so that any one of us who truly wants to be in harmony with nature and affects what is with creation must develop a relationship with wisdom. Formations, foundations, and limitations are the brainchild of God's wisdom. Anyone who will have any sort of dominion on earth needs this. Pleasure without wisdom is temporal. By wisdom, kings rule, and their dominion lasts forever.